Currently, the Commonwealth provides a total of $4 million to public radio and television broadcasting stations annually. McDonald's plan would cut that funding in half next year and eliminate it completely by the end of the 2013 fiscal year.
I don't think we need to be in the business of funding public radio and television. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of choices for the consumers of Virginia to pick from in the free market. So I think the age of subsidizing public radio and television is over. It gives one station a competitive advantage over another. I don't think we need to do that.
Democratic Delegate Joe Morrissey of Henrico called the governor's decision disappointing.
The governor says, well, I don't know if that's a government service. Well, it is. Every year, he comes into the General Assembly, into the House of Delegates chamber, gives a State of the Commonwealth address, and public radio and public TV pick it up and broadcast it to the Commonwealth. Additionally, there are lots of citizens who want to hear firsthand the doings in the General Assembly, so they get a live feed once again. And they can see what their delegate is saying. So when their delegate says, well, I didn't vote for this. Oh, yes, you did. I was watching you on TV.
The governor made a similar proposal last year, which passed the Republican-controlled House of Delegates, but was killed by the Democratic-led Senate. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.